Subject property is 1652 East State Highway 76 in Kirbyville. H&K Holdings is seeking county commission approval for a zoning change, parcel number 094.0-20-000-000-039.001. Presently, the property is R3, which is a little unusual because it was like a heating and cooling shop, and they're requesting C1. So let me give you a little background. May 12th, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approving the amendment to the zoning district grid map J21 Scott Township to rezone from R3 to C1. Now I'll show you where it's at up here. So Kirbyville Middle School right here. So it's almost across the road, and then you got VV right here. So it's right here, a little closer. I think it forgot the name of the HVAC place that used to be there. And then there's a home with a behind it, and it's split, two split properties, but it's all R3. So, you know, I don't know how it got to R3 and had a business in it, but it did over time. Something happened. So I think they're here to try to get this figured out.
Okay.
So that's what it is right now. It's a property again. With that, I'll turn it over to you guys to have the applicant come up.
Okay. This time I would ask the applicant to please step forward for the H&K Holdings.
I don't see them. They were informed at the P&Z meeting at the time of this meeting.
And you, have you seen them here this morning at all, Cody?
I have not.
Is it the same owner between the two parcels?
Yes.
And they just want to make the...
I don't know if they're not going to sell this off. That's a little bit... I was given two different... That could possibly be sold off, and this could just keep the use of... You know, a commercial use.
And the front was, they manufactured ductwork and stuff. It was golf heating and cooling for years.
Okay. I'll say it was golf for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it had the office building in the front and then the...
Did anybody, at the zoning meeting, was there anybody here to remonstrance to that?
It was unanimous. All eight people voted for it, and there was no one to speak against it.
You guys want to move forward with this one?
I'm fine with it.
You good? Okay. Well, if there's no one here to speak in favor of or opposition of this project, we'll move forward and I'll close the public hearing. We'll move to a vote. Any questions or discussion amongst the commission? Hearing none.
I think it's already been acted as or used as C1 for
30 years.
Yeah.
It's been there a long time, and it's operated as that. And there's C1 just to the east of it, and then maybe even C2 to just one more parcel to the west of it. If you go right past that one right there, Cody, you probably can't get past that one. That's only this. You got no. It's fine. I know that's at least C1, if not C2. Just
yeah, there's past that the industrial park.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Move to approve order number 05-19-2025-03, changing the parcel from R3 multifamily to C1 neighborhood commercial.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Brings us to our last order of this morning.
Okay, order number 5-19-2025-04, Jeffrey and Becky Olson. Subject property is 1428 Acacia Club Road, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township. Jeffrey and Becky Olson are seeking county commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel number 17-4.0-18-002-0000-039.001 2021-036.000, located at 1428 Acacia Club Road. They are seeking, it's presently R1 zoning, and they are seeking NR1, nightly rental history. The Planning Commission voted on this on May 12th to do the change from R1 to NR1, and it was unanimous not to approve the zoning change. Give you a little background here of what it looks like. So Acacia Club, coming from a Hollister side there, from kind of like the C of O side right there coming down. There is a resort right here, mainly all R1s in here. This is Mr. Gilberti's pizza place almost right across the street. Here's the property we're speaking of. As you can see, there's some C2 here, some R3 here, and R1 all in here. Once again, just a non-zoned view of the property. And a front view. So it's this piece, this one right here. And do you guys want me to bring up Beacon so you can see a little bit broader view of what's around?
That'll help.
I'm gonna pan out a little bit. Hopefully it's working right now. There it goes. So you got some mobile home park here, R1, R1, some A1, R3. What is that one?
R2.
Kind of give you an idea of. What you got here? Street in front of it. There's one there. I'm not quite there yet.
One more. And again.
One more?
I think.
Am I there?
I think you're too far.
I think I am too far.
Your arrow goes way too fast.
It's green in this picture, but it's white now.
Yeah, right there with the cars in the driveway.
Yeah, let's see if I can spin there. There we go. Once again, this property right here. With that, I'll turn it over to you guys. Let the applicant come up.
Okay. At this time, I would ask the petitioner please step forward. If you both choose to present, yes, that's fine. And then once again, I'll have you state your name and address, and then I'll call to order the public hearing for this order.
Jeff and Becky Olson, 22344 Highway 281, Lead Hill, Arkansas, 72644.
Okay. And the reason for your petition this morning, obviously, is to go for an NR1 zone on this house. Plans with that?
Yes.
And we were approved for...
conditional use?
Conditional use.
Yes.
And I think that was in 19.
April, I think that's right. I'd have to go back and look, but
so
I think you're right.
On the paper, it says April 8th,
2019. Yep. Yes, back in 2019 when we approved this or had a change to the nightly, we actually owned the Trout Hollow Lodge business then and obviously made this decision for the rentals, as, and I'm not sure on your map, there are quite a few nightly rentals up and down this road that we have, you know, on VRBO and Airbnbs. I'm not sure the exact zoning, but they range from all the way up to College of the Ozarks. There's roughly 12, 13 properties just on this quarter and a half mile stretch of Acacia Club. We feel obviously we are our neighborhood is right next to the Trout Hollow, Mr. Gilberti's. You have that six-pack across the road from us. Our two neighbors on either side of them we know well, never had an issue. They're second homes for these people. Even back to the east towards the college, those are second homes for people. Multiple nightlies going to the east there, down to the old River Lake Lodge property. And then you go to the west there, I believe that red one is the old Homestead Acres, which was approved. And our, since ours was approved, so.
Is that accurate?
And that's even a more.
So you're saying NR, so that you were talking zoning compared to conditional use permit. So what you guys have had in the past was a conditional use permit.
Yes.
What you're going for now is a rezone to change the zoning layers of this. That's why you're speaking of these other instances. It's highly possible they operate under a conditional use permit just as you guys are.
That
you're coming before us today to ask for a rezone instead of a conditional use permit.
Yes.
Okay.
To just kind of show this neighborhood kind of is maybe a little different than a lot of other, like, residential. There's just a big mix here, and the Tanny Como is a big draw for vacationers. And we're just one door down from actually a resort, which is nightly rentals. And so we're just with the list of about 15 just along the river there of maybe not approved nightly rentals or conditional use, that it is a nice and good area for nightly rentals. You know, it's an enjoyable place. It's a house where families can come to enjoy the area.
And with it being, you know, a nightly rental, obviously the expense we put in, and the recommendation from our realtor, Alan Bergstresser, plays a big part in the value of the property. For us, just being nightly, is well aware of the Branson areas, nightly rentals are sought after, and property values accordingly. We've never had any opposition from any neighbors or troubles. Like I stated, in our direct area of that neighborhood, is definitely more commercial and nightly rentals.
With Mr. Cooper, he's right across the street.
But you currently have a conditional use permit to do nightly rental?
Yes.
Yes, since 19.
Right.
And so we do have it listed for sale. And so with that, it doesn't pass through to the...
No, if he was to sell it, then they would need to come in and reapply for a conditional use permit to operate a nightly rental.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we were told that they are not allowing those anymore.
That's...
We don't allow...
It would have to be A1, correct?
Well, we don't allow nightly rental permits to be... We don't allow conditional use for nightly rentals in R1 areas.
In R1, correct.
Yeah, that's been changed since
they changed that in 21, March of 21.
Yes. And like Karel says, we have at least three parties interested right now if it can still be a nightly rental. Yeah, that's changed since we've bought the property, so that's why we're seeking the NR one.
Yeah. So we complied with everything, put the sprinklers in, made sure there was enough parking, and put in patios and decks to accommodate
it's approved
families.
10 occupancies, so remodel a fourth bedroom.
Cody, how many conditional use permits are up and down that area, do you know?
I don't know the specific answer on that.
Are there others in the area that are using conditional use? Or they,
there's
or
a
are
few. They, I think a lot of those are operating outside
of what they're doing.
Yeah, we've got a list of addresses that